Today is Mother's Day. It's the one day when the year-round work, dedication, sacrifices mom makes brings her the much-deserved respect and attention that she is worthy of. Now, when you think about it, actually, motherhood and military service, they share some pretty similar traits, don't they? My next guest is the mother of a U.S. military hero. I had to watch her son return home from duty, only to go through a variety of medical and emotional challenges, all magnified due to her series of misdiagnoses. That brought her to that point in life when you're called on to decide if you're going to surrender or if you're going to fight. She chose option two, as did her son and his wife. Here with the story of her son, Major Darren Baldwin, is his mom and an ambassador with the Green Beret Foundation. Good morning and happy Mother's Day, Fran Westling. Thank you so much for being here this morning.
Well, thank you, Chris, and thank you for giving me this opportunity to share our story and our mission about the Green Beret Foundation.
And the website for you to learn more about the work of the Green Beret Foundation is, you're assuming the obvious, you are correct, greenberetfoundation.org. And also at our website, issuesandideasradio.com, I've put a link up on the homepage in the guest section to Major Baldwin's story. And I urge you, I plead with you, I hope you go over, and it's a short video, but it's in this one story, it just sums up so much of what has been overlooked or forgotten, because we always see the airport reunions, the returning military coming off the plane, and the reunion of the families, and we think period, end of sentence. But, Fran, that's not always the case, is it?
Yes, sir. You're right. My son and his wife wake up with the impact of war every day, as many others do. And I think that's part of what has motivated me to become involved after I saw what my son has gone through and how the Green Beret Foundation came to his aid at a time when the Army was not prepared to deal with the signature injury of the Iraq War. And they stepped in just as a Green Beret and said, how can we help? And they covered the cost of medical services and therapies that my son needed during the time when the Army did not cover them, nor was he a veteran. And they continue to do that. They do that not only for the injured Green Berets, but their families and the families of the fallen.
I know that a lot of people are shaking their heads at the NFL today because their lack of awareness of how what took place or what had been taking place for all those decades on the playing field resulted in concussions and the residual effects that so many great players have seen. And it's shocking to learn in your son's story, as well as so many others, how either unaware or I'll say ignorant, it's probably a kinder word, but to me it's ignorance, that the military medical services were in the various impacts that IEDs and explosions and just the environment of war does to the human body. I mean, your son, 21 brain lesions.
Yes. Well, in the old saying, you don't know what you don't know. In the early years of the war, the Army was dealing with a lot of the acute and, bloody type injuries. These impact, which soon in 08, they then started diagnosing those coming out of theater with what they called mild traumatic brain injury. And 10 years later, it's now considered to be neuroblast-induced brain trauma, which makes a lot more sense. And thankfully, there is a medical community who have done many, many studies. As you know, said in the NFL, they are taking note of what the impact or constant impact of brain waves from blasts, from hits, are having on the brain. And in my son's case, it created the format for neurological deterioration, starting with the symptoms of blast-induced trauma, brain trauma, down to the point now today he can do nothing for himself. He needs total care.
So our friend Westling, who is the mother of a true hero, Major Darren Baldwin, and you can see his story in a video we've linked over at our website. She's also an ambassador with the Green Beret Foundation. GreenBeretFoundation.org is their website. I urge you to go there and support this organization's work. They are a legitimate organization. It's no one getting rich off of donations while those who are supposed to be helped are going without. This is one of those real, meaningful, and vital organizations that are picking up the pieces that, unfortunately, too many others have let to fall aside. So that's at greenberetfoundation.org. and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. I mentioned too, Fran, in the introduction, your son does not know the idea of surrender, does he? Because watching him and hearing his therapist talk, where he started versus where he is today, I would challenge many people to make an equal type of effort in their life, no matter what their physical level happens to be, to match what your son has done.
Well, thank you. And you're absolutely right. And that video is 5 years old, and he never gave up the fight. To this day, even though he can no longer talk or move by himself, he flashes his big bright eyes, blue eyes, and that smile, and communicates to everyone in the room that warms their hearts. The other thing I want to make sure your listeners understand, because you said it earlier about this organization, 90 cents of every dollar raised on their behalf goes for direct service support. That's an exceptional organization. That is really a charity organization. If you want to donate and know where your money's going, go to their website and see the kind of wonderful programs they not only have for their injured Green Berets, but their families and the families of the fallen. They have a caregiver program for the wives, the spouses of the injured. They are now developing programs to help the injured Green Berets transition into civilian life and into careers. So, as they say, put your money to the right source, and it'll make things happen for those who've sacrificed much for our nation and our freedom.
When I'm going around the web, I read stories about veterans and things that interest me. Obviously, that's what you read about. Welcome to being a human. But I always read the comments sections, and I'm shocked and I'm saddened by, albeit a small number, yet there are a number of people who express reluctance of hiring veterans. Their concerns range from their mental stability to whether or not they'll be called back into duty and they'll have to leave a job void again. It's like, who better to hire than someone who is effective, efficient, obedient, and willing to strive to succeed?
Absolutely. And there's a lot of resources out there to assist those veterans coming back. And employers, in the case of special operations soldiers, special forces, Green Berets, Navy SEALs, they are trained professionals. They have had leadership skills, fluent in languages, really soldier statesmen. And they are getting a great benefit by hiring those kinds of folks.
Robbie Montgomery, Fran Wesseling, who along with being an ambassador with the Green Beret Foundation, is the mother of Major Darren Baldwin, whose story you can see on our website. We have a link to a video there. And to learn more about the Green Beret Foundation, it's greenberetfoundation.org, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. And the challenges that an organization like the Green Beret Foundation is facing, these are numbers from the U.S. Department of Defense. Between 2001 and 2014, almost 250,000 soldiers and veterans, 230,000 to be precise, were identified as suffering from what's called mild traumatic brain injury. And there are some who take that number as the lowball number. Green Berets are in 52 countries, taking care of America's strategic interests in a variety of venues and battles. And as Fran mentioned, the Green Beret Foundation rated as a top-rated nonprofit. This is from greatnonprofits.org. And 90 cents of every dollar that you give them goes to funding for programs to help the injured Green Berets, get them back into civilian life, help them rebuild a career and opportunities, and caregiver programs for the Green Beret wives, because once they come back home, too often, Fran, the war's not over. There is a war that still has to be won. And as your son's story exemplifies, and his wife and your work, it's a team effort. And even though the spouse feels like they're alone, and certainly the victim of all this feels like they're alone, with the organization like the Green Beret Foundation and people listening right now who are going to hopefully respond to this need, those people are never, ever going to be alone.
That's great. Well, and I thank you for bringing this message to your listeners, because I think when people realize what these soldiers are doing for us, for our country, and as you said, in any day of the week, they can be up from 50 to 90 different countries in the world. Let us support them while they're there with prayers, and when they come back, and if they come back injured, with giving them the kind of support services made available through the Green Beret Foundation.
You mentioned back in the introduction that you come to a point where you either have to surrender or you're called on to fight. There's another point in life where you are an observer or you can be a participant. And I'm hoping that when you go to greenberetfoundation.org, learn more about the need for the services, the many services that this organization provides our veterans, and the need for the support from you who is listening to this right now, that you will indeed not be the observer and think that, well, my neighbor is going to help out, so I don't have to. What if your neighbor is saying the same thing about you? Then nothing happens. So visit greenberetfoundation.org and become a part of this effort to give our military heroes the honor, the respect, and the future that they deserve, because they are sacrificing and have sacrificed more than most people would ever be willing to even fantasize about sacrificing. We've been joined this morning by the mother of Major Darren Baldwin, also an ambassador with the Green Beret Foundation, Fran Westling. Fran, thanks so much for sharing your life, your story, your son's heroic fight on the battlefield as well as after the battlefield. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you so much, Chris. God bless you, and God bless America, and God bless our military.